This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the Seattle City Council's latest public policies provide perfect examples for why we need more economic education. A recent column by George Will reminds us of the economic illiteracy and logical inconsistency can be found in this governmental chamber. 3 years ago, the City Council voted unanimously to increase the city's minimum wage incrementally to $15 per hour. As I've tried to explain in past columns, the council members rejected the idea that raising the cost of labor would cause employers to buy less of it. Somehow, the council members just believed that employers would raise prices or work some sort of economic magic in order to keep all of their employees and even perhaps hire additional ones. A University of Washington study concluded that the cost to low-wage Seattle workers has been 3 times larger than the benefits. The report estimates that the city council's actions have cost more than 5,000 jobs and that workers whose wages increased lost an average of $125 a month as employers reduced their hours. Now the city council has voted to impose a tax on sugary soft drinks. The reason that is stated is to combat obesity. The tax was presented as a public health measure because they argue raising the price of these soft drinks will cause consumers to purchase fewer bottles of soda. Now let me get this straight. The city council believed raising the minimum wage would have no significant effect on jobs, but that same city council believes that raising the price of soft drinks will reduce the number of bottles consumers will purchase. Economists often confuse the discussion by talking about how elastic or inelastic wages and prices might be, but the simple fact is that the council apparently believes what it wants to believe about economic supply and demand as it suits their agenda. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book from Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me, rated PG-13, now playing.